from Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police with his special guest, Major Elvis Newton and Lou Newton, the Newton.
Thank you and welcome. Another edition here of Jay Santos and the Citizens Auxiliary Police. I know that we were on last night with Mr. Henry, or yesterday with Mr. Henry, and we're back today. And we have very exciting news because this will be for the second time in 2 years, the week of December 2nd. It'll be fan out, spread out with me, Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, as we spread out. On the week of December 2nd, it's going to be fan out with me, Jay Santos. And what we do is the Citizens Auxiliary Police subcommanders fan out and spread out into all the neighborhoods of the South Bay in Los Angeles area in Southern California. All the cities of Torrance and Hawthorne, Rancho Palos Verdes, Hermosa Beach, Redondo Beach, all those places.
Could I interrupt for just a...
You know, General...
I got to say one thing, Jay.
Go ahead.
I live in Rancho Palos Verdes Estates, and if you think you're coming into my house and looking at my wife's underwear...
You know, just give it a rest, okay?
If I could just say, General, this is Major Newton.
Yeah, I can see that.
Look, if you want to go... Let me tell you something, Major. You guys come into my house looking at my wife's underwear...
We're not... Did I say anything while looking at your wife's underwear? You know what? Tell me where you live, and we will make sure we don't look at your wife's... I don't want to look at your wife's underwear. What do you think about that?
What's that supposed to mean? Oh, my God. You don't want us to look at your wife's underwear. You want us to look at your underwear? No, I don't. All right? Give us your address, and we'll avoid looking at your underwear, even though it compromises the safety of the neighborhood.
It really does.
Oh, my ass.
Let me... Can I get back to this? Thank you very much.
God damn. Yellow him.
Yeah. You got some real squirrels here.
Anyway.
If you want to see a squirrel, go ahead and pull out your nuts. What the... Oh, my God.
Look, gentlemen. Yeah, we're members of Citizens. General, I would think you'd be a little bit more grown up about it.
No one calls me a squirrel and gets away with it. All right, I'm sorry. God, if you want to see a squirrel, show me your nuts. That's what I said. Don't wear it out.
Anyway, all of the South Bay communities... Then we go, then we fan it out, you know, and just spread out. And when you think about it, and I have with me Major Elvis Newton. Major Newton, how are you, sir?
I'm very good. Thank you for doing this, Jay. I'm overwhelmed.
Well, thank you, sir, for the founding of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
And also with me today is Lou Newton, the Newton, my son.
How you doing, Newton?
You can't say Newton. You have to say, hello, how are you doing, Lou Newton? Or just say, hello, the Newton.
I'm sorry, I forgot to say the Newton.
Yes. Always refer to my son as the Newton, because he's the heir apparent.
That's right.
Okay, that's wonderful, and I'm very happy to have you with us here, the Newton, along with Major Elvis Newton, who is the founder and leader of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Now, we are going... Yes, sir?
I hadn't finished talking.
Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yes. The spread out with and fan out with Jay Santos... was designed by me, meticulously by me, and my wife, Balloonia, also the Newton's mother. She and I sat down one night and with pen and paper sculpted out and drew a map of what we called the perfect fan-out. We wanted to get in all these neighborhoods, Jay, and in these neighborhoods, you and all the other sub-commanders would go door to door, checking underwear drawers, seeing what was in them, seeing what families were at risk, who was pushing the envelope, who was well within the norms.
Yeah, because it's important to point out that fan out and spread out with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, which is the fan out, you know.
Yes, it's the fan out, but you should not be redundant. You should say spread out and fan out with Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police, as we go door to door going through underwear drawers.
Well, that's a good point. Did you hear what the Newton just said?
Yes, sir, I heard it, but I think it's very...
It's very what?
He's never liked me, sir.
It's What are you trying to say, Jay?
I'm just saying that's a very long title, sir. I think we can get by with just spread out and fan out with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and then in the subtext, or excuse me, in the when we explain it.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Well, sir, I don't think that'll...
Look at the Newton. Why don't you sit down? And I bought you here some Corn Nuts. You like those, right?
I do, yeah.
There's 3 bags of Corn Nuts. Go right ahead, Jay.
So anyway, thank you, sir. The Citizens Auxiliary Police will spank out, not spank out,
we will...
The Newton, shut up or I'll strangle you. Well, fuck, shut up or I will strangle. Go ahead, Jay.
The Citizens Auxiliary Police will be fanning out and spreading out with me, Jay Santos, the week of December 2nd in the South Bay area. If you live in those communities that we mentioned, and all the way on, the South Bay is bordered on the north and the west by the basically by the Pacific Ocean and the city of Los Angeles. It's bordered on the south and the east by the Pacific Ocean and the city of Los Angeles. But it's a compact area that we call home.
Yes, indeed we do. And my wife, Balunia, and I purchased our home in 1959 when I came home from service in Germany in the United States Army and decided this would be where I would make my stand as a true blue citizen of our country and a defender of the peace at home.
Sir, we appreciate every day that you did that.
Thank you.
So, you want me to explain?
Yes, explain to the people now, Jay, what fan out and spread out with Jay Sanders of the Citizens Auxiliary Police means. And Roman, here are some notes that Balunia made.
Thank you. What fan out and spread out means, we're going door to door in groups of three or four sub-commanders, sometimes maybe just two of us. I am very, very gratified to know that walking the first neighborhoods in Hawthorne with me will be Major Elvis Newton, just the two of us, right?
Well, when you say just the two of us, I don't want it to sound like we're walking down the street cupping each other's ass. I told you to shut up.
He's just laughing at you, sir.
I've got it. What did I tell you, the Newton?
Sorry.
You laugh the way your mother laughs. After she came home, when they did the procedure, I don't want to get into it.
Well, I certainly didn't mean it to sound like that, sir.
I understand.
But Major Elvis Newton and myself will be walking the first neighborhoods in Hawthorne on Fan Out and Spread Out Night, December the 2nd of 2024 this year.
We'll be introducing ourselves and saying we would love to come in and inspect all underwear drawers in your domicile. As Citizens Auxiliary Police, of course, we do have citizens arrest powers. And if we feel there is a threat to the community at large, we do have the right to do what we call a spin move. That is, we point in one direction and say, hey, look at that. And then we spin the opposite direction. Next thing you know, we're inside the house. Once we're inside, then we may say, well, as long as we're here, we'd like to inspect all underwear drawers here and anywhere in the area.
Right. If we're on the ground floor, if it's a two-story, like say we inspect underwear, we want to see your underwear now. And
now, all we need say is, get your pants off. I want to look at your underwear. That means we'd like to inspect your underwear drawer. That legally, as we are told by our attorney, is the only thing we need to say. So when you hear a Citizens Auxiliary Police officer who's done the spin move, is now in your home, and he says, pull your pants down. I want to, you know, get right up in there and take a look at your underwear. What he's saying is, where is your underwear drawer? I want to inspect it.
If you give us any pushback, if we're in the home, remember that spread out and fan out with Jay Santos is going to be a fun thing. It's going to be great for a community. It's going to be fun for me to you, you know? So when you go, and we've had this happen in the past, hey, you're in my house, get out of my house.
Explain the spin move.
I explained, so yes, what I do is I just spin to my right, and I'm in. I say to them, I did a spin move, I'm in. Get your pants off, and I want to look at your underwear, you know? Maybe that's not all. And most of the time, people say, oh, okay, you know.
Now, what are we looking for?
What we're looking for when we look at the underwear drawer, are we looking for underwear that we think is provocative, underwear that is going to show it all. You know, we're looking for underwear that could be a problem in community and future dates. If, for instance, you are in a fire or in an accident and they have to take your pants off and there you have underwear that's basically just a jock strap and, you know, dental floss up the rear, this is going to be a problem. If for whatever reason, if you are wearing this around the house and people see through the back, like someone who's cleaning your pool or a gardener, and you're walking around with your underwear way down, that's a problem. So what we're saying is...
You're taking too much. Just speed it up, will you, for Christ?
Yeah, I was going to say that, Major.
Oh, shut up.
Okay. So anyway, what we want to do is check the underwear drawers. Make sure, and also the other thing is if your underwear is dirty, if we're looking at some skid marks in there, we got a problem there.
Now, what is the problem with skid marks?
The problem with that is that you're wearing dirty underwear to work, and it's not a good situation. Anything from people notice the smell to, you know, you're scratching your people with dirty hands generally will reach down.
That's the thing that, yeah, that was the thing that bothered me. People will reach down, dig right into their pants and scratch the ass.
Yes.
Yes, and we can't have that. We can't have that at all. I am Major Elvis Newton.
And I am Brigadier Admiral Jay Santos. And this is a special edition of Jay Santos Citizens Auxiliary Police Report as we talk about spread out and fan out with me, Jay Santos, December the 2nd. All through the South Bay area, the Citizens Auxiliary Police will be spreading out and fanning out, knocking on your doors and asking to see your underwear.
Right. What are you looking at?
Nothing, Father. I just wonder the feasibility of this.
You know what, the Newton? There are days that I wish I would have made Jay the Newton.
That's right.
What are you laughing at?
You wouldn't dare. My mother, Balloonia. Yeah.
Well, what has Balloonia got to do with it?
My mother, Balloonia, is a co-author of the articles of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. My father would make no move.
My mother has my father's balls right in the palm of her hand. She squeezes. He's walking around going, "Hi." What are you laughing at?
You know what? Let's...
You're right. I'm sorry.
Let's just talk about what we're going to do there on the week of the 2nd of December there. As we get out, fan out, and spread out for... fan out and spread out with me, Jay Santos, the week of December 2nd.
Hi, this is Sub-Commander Gleason. When we go into your neighborhood and we spread out, we'll knock on the door, we'll say, "Hi, I'm Sub-Commander Gleason of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. May I come in and look at your underwear drawer? Here's why I want to do that. You have crusting and skid marks if it's dirty. It could be a type of underwear that would be provocative. It could be the type of underwear that, with no thinking on your part, guys are looking you up and down, you know, that is provoking people to want to break into your house and look at your ass even more closely than..."
All right, thank you. That was Sub-Commander Gleason. Thank you very much for that, Sub-Commander Gleason. Major Newton.
The fan out and spread out has been deeply, deeply embedded in the DNA of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We have done weekly walks along the sidewalks in front of department stores, asking to look into the bags, the underwear bags of many people. Yes, a lot of them women. Occasionally they're underage, at which point we'll back off and simply give them a warning, saying that underwear is probably going to create quite a disturbance somewhere down the road here. Now, what we do tell people is if we can look at your underwear...
It's hard to explain.
It really is hard to explain, but it's something, it's one of the foundational principles of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
One of the things, when people think of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, we think about the fan out.
That's correct, and the spread out.
We think about the coning down, cone drops.
Yes.
And we think about underwear inspection and a fan out.
Yes. The inspection of underwear has been critical in the development of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
I've never appreciated it. I think it sounds stupid.
I didn't ask your opinion, did I?
Did I? No, sir.
Yes, the Citizens Auxiliary Police has had a vested interest in looking at underwear and looking in the underwear drawers of people in the South Bay area, because the wrong pair of underwear that's been slipped on over the wrong pair of underwear buttock ass, that's right there a problem.
Yes. When you have a person that is criminally prone to exhibitionism, prone to indecency, and you put on that person, you slip up over the legs and over the ass, pardon my language, slip up over the legs and the buttock of that person, the wrong kind of underwear, now you've got a situation.
You've got a situation that could spin out of control and just be, boy, I wouldn't want to.
You want to comment on it, the Newton?
Uh-huh. Well, with the wrong kind of underwear slipped on the wrong ass, it's, wow, I don't even want to think about it.
There you go. Yeah, right there. That's the kind of thinking I want from you.
Sir.
Jay?
This is Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and this is the Jay Santos Special Report with Major Elvis Newton. We also have the Newton, Lou Newton, with us. And, of course, we have in the field Sub-Commander Gleason as we talk about the big fan-out and spread-out with me, Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, on December 2nd, checking underwear and looking in the underwear drawer.
I'm Major Elvis Newton. We'll be right back after these special messages here on the Phil Henry Show platform.
Hi, I'm the Newton. I am the son of Major Elvis Newton. My name is Lou Newton. I'm the heir apparent. I'm going to be inheriting the leadership role in the Citizens Auxiliary Police. I will reserve judgment on what I think about the fan out and the spread out. But I can tell you, God forbid my father goes anytime soon. But once he does, there's going to be a lot of changes around here.
Yeah. Go sit in the car.
Oh, man.
Sit in the car. Jay?
Thank you very much, Major Newton. The Citizens Auxiliary Police asks you, no, we request, we encourage you to get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. It's incredible. There is 60,000 hours of audio, and a lot of that involves myself, Major Elvis Newton, and the goings-ons and the doings and the stuff and the going, you know, that we do.
That we did do
as members of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. All of those hours are there, going back many, many years, and you can listen to those. Listen to all of the great interviews that Mr. Henry's done at philhenryshow.com. Get a backstage pass today. You will love it. Oh, God. God, you will love it so much.
Yes, a backstage pass at the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Take it from me, Major Elvis Newton. It is something you need for your family, for your well-being, for your peace of mind, so that you can come home and see your children doing their homework, your husband making you dinner, and you're not coming home to something out of the Manson family.
Oh, my God!
Me. Get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show now at philhenryshow.com. The greatest value online other than porn. I didn't mean to say that. I got carried away.
And welcome back to the Phil Henry Show. Actually, this is the Jay Santos Citizens Auxiliary Police Report with me, Jay Santos. I'm joined in studio by Major Elvis Newton. Out in the field, we have Sub-Commander Gleason, and we're talking about fan-out. 2024.
Yes, Fan Out 2024 with me, Jay Santos, and I was going to talk to you about that because when I go to promote it on different programs, I sound like some kind of a mental retard, you know.
Well, we don't want to use that terminology.
I'm sorry, forgive me. But I'm going to be going here on the Zoot and Boris show in about 25 minutes. The morning show up here in Ventura?
I have never heard of it.
Well, okay, well, if you're... You really are out of the loop, aren't you?
Who is it?
Zoot and Boris. Anyway, I'm going to be going on their show, and I'm going to be saying, join us on December 2nd for Fan Out and Spread Out with me, Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. See what I'm saying?
Right, that's the name of it.
But it sounds idiotic when I say it with me. My name is Major Elvis Newton.
Oh, well, you know, I don't want to change it or anything.
Wait, I thought I told you to sit in the car.
Father, I just want to say one thing. Why not call it what it should be called, the Fan Out and Spread Out with Major Elvis Newton?
Because I'm the host of it, and I'm the one...
Well, yes, because Jay's the host of it.
Yes, but you and my mother developed it.
Yes, it is true, Jay, that it was the brainchild primarily of Balloonia.
Jesus Christ. I told you that I wouldn't laugh when I heard the name Balloonia if you would allow this to be named after me, didn't I?
Yes. Why would you laugh?
Balloonia?
Oh, listen to this guy's voice. Did you hear that, the Newton?
I did.
Balloonia?
I don't need that, Jay. Not now. Not at this time in my life.
All right, fine. So why don't you call it this?
Well, wait, you're not telling me what to do, are you?
No, sir. I'm suggesting you cut. You say...
Well, wait, Father, I have some thoughts.
The Newton, go back in the car.
Oh, shit.
Go back in the car. Go ahead.
I'm thinking Fan Out and Spread Out with me, Major Elvis Newton, because you're going to be with me as we walk that first street.
That is true, yes. Jay and I will be partnering up, and we will be going door to door, looking through people's underwear drawers, making sure, and even in some instances, asking people to pull their pants down so that we can see what's going on.
We have a call in here. This is Sub-Commander Gleason. Go ahead, Sub-Commander Gleason.
Yes. A lot of people are saying that they will react. If you come into their home and you pull their pants down to check their underwear, they'll react violently.
That's when the three-step takedown comes in.
I tried to explain that to them, and I laughed about it.
The three-step takedown is simply, if Major Elvis Newton and I were together in a home, I would kneel down behind the person, Major Newton would be engaging them, then he'd shove them and they'd fall over top of me.
But that didn't scare them.
It didn't scare them. You tell them it's called... You tell them that the 3ST is on its way.
3ST?
The three-step takedown.
Oh, yeah. Okay, but I don't know.
Well, what's the... Are people giving you pushback?
They're saying... A lot of them are saying that they don't want to open the door for people that are going to be looking at the underwear.
You tell them that this is a safety measure that has been preordained by me, Major Elvis Newton, along with counsel from Balloonia Newton. You tell them that.
Yes, sir.
So a lot of people, I'm sure, Major Newton, a lot of people are absolutely down. They're down with it.
I think a lot of people will be down with it. And I don't mean the clap.
All right, let's go to phone call with Derek. Let's go to the phone call now. We have Duffy in Hawthorne. Duffy, hi. You're on Citizens Auxiliary Police, the Citizens Auxiliary Police show with me, Jay Sanos.
Yeah, thanks for finally spitting that out. Listen, Mr. Sanos, I don't know you, and my wife and I are new to the area. We moved here from Austin, Texas about 3 months ago, so I don't know what is the story here, but I can assure you, you're not coming into my home and looking at my underwear.
Sir, you're new to Southern California.
Yes.
Okay. This is a standing order from the citizens. We knock on the door and we say, and we are very gracious. We don't push around anybody. We say, we'd like to look at your underwear.
Yes, and I would say no.
Yeah, but we do it in a charming way. We do a spin move.
I heard about the spin move.
Yeah, I'll say, hey, what's that? It looks like Superman. And I'll spin. I'll go, hey. And the next thing you know...
Yes, and you don't... He'll be standing behind you, and you'll swear to Almighty God that he's a vampire. He moved that fast.
Well, how is this going to get me... How is this going to convince me to show you my underwear drawer? I don't even think I have one underwear drawer. I think I've got three or four.
Well, whatever. Wherever you keep your underwear. Wherever you keep your underwear. Okay?
What did you say?
Wherever you keep your underwear. Your wife has an underwear drawer.
You better believe she does. You're not going to go in there. You're not going to go in there.
Well, sir, we need to look and see if the underwear that she's wearing is something that's potentially divisive, inflammatory, or will inflame it. You see what I'm saying?
You guys come into my house.
Look, sir, don't get muscly with us. We're the Citizens Auxiliary Police, okay? You get the three-step takedown, and then what's called the two-finger reminder.
What is that?
Oh, this guy's never seen a Three Stooges.
You've never seen the Three Stooges where they do the two fingers?
So you guys are going to kneel down behind me, push me over, and then poke my eyes like the Three Stooges.
It's called a two-finger reminder.
The two-fingered reminder, sir, I guarantee... You'll be a good boy.
No. You guys come into my house, I'll get my...
Well, there you go, a gentleman who is... We were kind of clearing it up for him.
Yeah, a lot of people have to have it cleaned up and cleared up. Yes?
Father, I think that there is an awful lot wrong with this. If that man's going to get a gun and...
Go back to the car, the Newton. That's the Newton, ladies and gentlemen, my son.
Told you, go back to the car.
Why don't you fuck off?
The Newton? What did you say?
What did you say to me?
I told you to fuck off.
Well, you look... Oh, my nose.
The Newton apologized.
I'm sorry.
You need the news.
No, you'll be lucky if he doesn't press charges.
I said I'm sorry.
Ow.
Jay, man up.
Sorry about that. Newton, you and I can have a conversation.
Whatever.
This is Jay Sanos, the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Let me take over. You sound like you're walking around with your finger buried in your nose.
Well, I didn't because he put me...
Well, you put your hands on him. This is Major Elvis Newton reminding you all that on December the 2nd, it will be fan out, spread out, and fan it back in with me.
No, to me.
With me, Brigadier Admiral Jay Santos, and with me. Boy, that is dumb.
What's dumb about it?
Well, it's not as dumb as the way you look right now. Boy, your nose is getting bigger by the second.
That's what I thought, man. You look hilarious.
Yes, this has been the Citizens Auxiliary Police Report with Jay Santos and Major Elvis Newton from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Don't forget, on December the 2nd, it will be Fan Out and Spread Out with me, Jay Santos, and me, Major Elvis Newton. I'm neither one of them, but that's what it's called. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show is executive produced by Phil Hendry, who's nowhere to be found tonight. I'm actually the one producing this thing. All rights reserved on Podcast One, produced for Siempre Incorporated. Oh, you know what I'm saying. Oh, shut up. Shut up. Yeah.